I was thinking a little bit about the Yiddish. Maybe I want to change the way we're doing it. We're doing it like 20 minutes, 25 minutes on a Wednesday. That becomes a lot of material. And then I don't know if guys are really hazarding it because you have so many other things that you have to be studying and reviewing. And without reviewing it, got some chazar, it's not going to go in. I want it to be in a way that it'll be easy, but it'll be efficient also. I think it's very important. I mean, you guys don't even know how much I refrain from using when I say shir, how much I hold back from using the ordinary Yiddish that a person normally uses when they're talking and learning. And most people are not going to do you the courtesy. So no, I think it's really important. I think you'll thank me one day if it works. So I thought maybe a better way to do it is just do 5 minutes a day. At the beginning of shir, just do 5 minutes, and that's a very small bite. And then when you review shir, review that as well. And then also, that leaves Wednesday. We can still do Q&A on Wednesday, which maybe is... I'll try to make it maybe a little bit shorter, but we can still have the Q&A on Wednesdays. And I think that's better. And that way, just make it every day. I'll give you a short bite size, and you'll chazer it, and I'll try to work with the shir as well, so you get some kind of reinforcement. And maybe that way it'll better. Okay, so I talk about that. This was 5 minutes. I sent you a thing. Just basic how to conjugate a verb, because the grammar has to go into your blood. That's the grammar. You don't need so much vocabulary to understand the shir. You need a very small vocabulary. You do need to know basic grammar, otherwise you don't even know what you're hearing. Like you're going to miss the word for the, you know, the g and the hub is part of the word. So just do basic grammar. Pick a verb. I learn. To learn is learn. So that's a very easy word. Learn is to learn. So I sent it out there. I'm not going to go all of the things here, but some will leave for tomorrow. But it's the basic form. It's past, present, and future. So the present tense, ich learn, I learn, du learnst, you, thou learn, you, do in the singular, like thou learns, du learnst, ihr learnt is you in the plural, ihr lernen, learnt is he learns, sie learnt is she learns, sie is she, mir lernen is we learn, ze learnen is they learn, and then, this one's not normally given, but I think you should know it, because it's important, men learnt. Men means someone. That in the Mishnayos, in that Yiddish Taitsha Mishnayos, somebody cooked, they cooked. In other words, when you talk about something happened without saying something specifically, somebody cooked a Yerech Bigit, that's men. So it's a singular, men learn. So Ich learn, du learnst, ihr lernen. This is very easy. I mean, all the singular ones that came out are learned, and the plurals are learning. So that's present. And then past tense. We already saw it a lot of times that the past tense in Yiddish is hub ge, and then there's a nun at the end, and then there's an ed at the end. Ich hab gelernt, du hast gelernt, ihr haben gelernt. Again, ich hab gelernt, I learned, du hast gelernt, you learned, ihr haben gelernt, you learned in the plural. Hat gelernt, he learned, sie hat gelernt, she learned, mir haben gelernt, we learned, ze haben gelernt, min hat gelernt. So very easy. And the future, ich will lernen, well is will. Ich will lernen, du wirst lernen, ihr wird lernen, wird lernen, sie wird lernen, mir werden lernen, sie werden lernen, wir werden lernen. So it's very, very simple. I mean, simple. This is very simple. So those are three, past, present, and future. So you just go over that. It should be in your blood with ich, hab, du, with the pronouns. You should know the pronouns also. Very, very simple. I'm also going to teach you one new verb. It is gay. What is gay? Gay means call. So, for most of it, it's pretty simple. I go, ich gehe, du gehst, ihr gehen, er geht, sie geht, mir gehen, sie gehen, men geht. And the future is also very simple. Ich will gehen, du wirst gehen, ihr wird gehen, wird gehen, sie wird gehen, mir willen gehen, sie willen gehen, mir wird gehen. Very simple. The past tense is more complicated because it's an irregular verb, just like in English. Go is an irregular verb in English too. Because what's the past tense of go? You say, I go, I will go. You don't say, I goed, I went. It's an irregular verb. So Yiddish has it also. The past tense of gay becomes gang. That's the past tense of go. Anybody familiar with the poem? The Robert Burns famous poem, Oft gang, gang off the glay, the best laid plans of mice and men, oft gang of glay. So I said that to you. It's a poem you should know altogether. Be an educated person. Gang is to go. So ich hab gegangen, du hast gegangen, ihr habt gegangen, hat gegangen, sie hat gegangen, wir haben gegangen, sie haben gegangen, man hat gegangen. Okay, so that's gay. Okay, so we gehen weiter. We're gonna go on. Yeah, so we talked about Tosis. Let's talk a little bit some more about Tosis. We find Tosis. That Tosis learns the sugya that the reason why Chal Min HaMinyan is because the Basar Chal is really not us. The Basar Chal is not Makabel Tam from the Chalup, assuming that there's 60 times as much Basar in the Kedar as a whole as there is Chalup. So the Chalup, it doesn't, it's not nice in time in the Basar of the Chal any more than it's nice in time in all the rest of the Basar in the Kedar. It's Halak B'Shalup. So the Basar is not Makabel any time. So the Basar is Mutter. And that's why Basar Min HaMinyan. That's why the Chal is Min HaMinyan. Because the Basar of the Chal is no different than the rest of the Basar in the Pat. And all of the Basar is Mustarab to Mivatal Lechal. So why is the Chal Asr? Chal Asmi Asr. The Gemara is the Chal Asmi Asr. So Tosis has Mishad the Chal of Shibagumais. Then Tosis has a problem. The Chal of Shibagumais, by the time you finish cooking it, is completely gone. The Gemara is important. The Gemara, the Chal of Shibagumais is gone. It's a Shavu Arvan and Kinevela. So why should it be Shavu Arvan and Kinevela? Tosis says two things. Either the second pshat in Tosis is that it's just gzera. It would gzera after the chalav is depleted, atu, before the chalav is depleted. Or Tosis says it's because efshel l'soich de'os. It goes like the man domer, efshel l'soich de'os. So we see in Tosis that Tosis learns that efshel l'soich de'os and chaticha nasa nevela are two different ideas. It would be possible to learn that efshel l'soich de'os and chaticha nasa nevela are hainuchach. Because the chaticha is nasa nevela, that's why even though you were seichet the chalav out, the chaticha remains bisurei. Because the chaticha is because it's nasa nevela. But in Tosis, we went out the way. Because Tosis was beferish that by chal, there's no din of chaticha nasa nevela. The basar chal is not nasa nevela. And nonetheless, there's still a din of efshir l'seichtoi, efshir l'seichtoi also. So that we talked about yesterday, the tarichos, the Tosis talk and learns the shitosle. I'm not going to go over it again. The Tosis and shitosle learns that these are two separate concepts. There's one concept that let's say by a tipa's chol fell into a chaticha. There's one concept of efshel seichte, which means that even though the chol of afterwards is nischad out of the chaticha remains awesome. It remains nesar. And there's another concept. Since the chaticha remains nesar, it's misayeya to the tipa that it shouldn't be bottled in the kder. But these are fundamentally two separate concepts, and therefore they're divisible. And by chal. Since the chalav is not nice in time in the basar ever, not like the tipa was nice in time in the basar, then later it was nischad out. But here, the chalav and the chal was never nice in time in the basar, because it's mischalav right away b'shova to the whole kedera, and the whole kedera has shishim. So the chalav was never nice in time in the basar, so chaticha nasas nevela you don't have. But nonetheless, the notion of eshel l'soich de'osr, that you still have, but since the chal is also machmas the chalav shebegumais, so even though the chalav was squeezed out, it remains, the chal remains also. That's what I said yesterday. A dying ish l'shal. At the end of the day, what does Tosis mean? Efshel l'soich de'os. What exactly is the chaticha over here that out of which the issue is nischat, but it remains b'yisur? Efshel l'soich de'os. A chaticha that was nesar because of was in kabal tam from a tipa, even though later you were soichet the issur out. But the chaticha remains also. That's efshel l'soich de'os. What's the chaticha over here by the chal? Nimanushach. The basar of the chal was never mekabel tam, was never nesa. Elamai, the chal of shibagumis. But the chal of shibagumis is not here. So what exactly is the thing to which we apply the rule that efshel l'soich de'os? Right? It's like saying about a chaticha, I have a chaticha, and it was nesar, and I say, then got burnt up and disappeared into thin air. I was like, yeah, but actually, it's still also. It's still also. What is the help that it's still also, but it's not here? Here also, what's the actual seichel? The chalav shibagumis, it's not here. The basar was never nesar. So what exactly, wherein lies exactly the actual seichel also? In a way, that's part of Rabbi Kreger's kasha. I think this is included in Rabbi Kreger's kasha. We could be soivel, but Efshel L'soichle is separate from Chaticha Nasa Nevela. But Efshel L'soichle means that Atzma still has to mean something. Something was Osir, then there would be, something became Osir, and then, even though the Sibai Seris disappeared, it was Nisgat out, but once Osir is always Osir. But what exactly is the thing over here that was once Osir and now is always Osir? The Basa was never Osir. The Chalav Shebegumis might be always also, but it's not here anymore. Now it's bottled b'shishim in the Kedera. Even if the chalav is also, what does it matter? But it's batel b'shishin. So where are we applying exactly? Where exactly are we applying the din of eshel l'seich de'osa? That's fair. That's very not clear in places. The emes is, maybe we should preface another question. Maybe the second question might help to answer the first question. The din of eshel l'seich de'osa, is it a din de'raisa or is it a din de'rabban? It's hard to know. I mean, there's no way to know for sure. But Chayyur Taisu says in Daf, so in Taisu Daf Kuf that Chaticha Nas in the veil is a din deraisa. It's a steer in Taisu Kuf Ches is a mash, which is a din derabana. But Taisu Daf Kuf in the veil, you saw in Taisu. Taisu apply. Taisu asks, how were they magal klei midyon? Why wasn't there a problem with chaticha nas in the veil? Because the water was makabel tam of the plate, then it was nas in the veil, and then it goes back in. How did they ever do hagol on klei midyon? What's the kasha? If chaticha nas in the veil is a din derabanan, the kasha doesn't start. So the chayim of medayik and taisus, taisus tells chaticha nas in the veil is a din deraisa. And chaticha nas in the veil presupposes what? In order to say chaticha nas in the veil, you have to say something else first. Eshel l'seich de'osu, that's the gemara kuches. If eshel l'seich is not also, then you can't say chaticha nas in the veil. Yes, we talked about the Hezbollah, but that's a perish in the Gemara. If Eshel L'Seich is mutter, you can't say Chaticha Nas Nevela. So if Chaticha Nas Nevela is a din deraisa, which is according to Tosfos and Daf Kuf, then Eshel L'Seich also has to also be a din deraisa. And Tosfos says that over here we have Eshel, that Tosfos says that the reason why the Chal is also, Chal Atzmi also, is because Eshel L'Seich, that means it's a din deraisa. That's not the Gemara. The Gemara says Shavir Rabban Kinevela. It's only a din deraisa. It's not the Gemara, it's only a din deraisa.
Say that like Eshel L'Seich is a concept,
right?
Its application here is the.
So I think that's what we have to say, and maybe that's the answer. But Eshel L'Seich de'osur lies in their eyes, at least according to Tosfos and Daf Kuf. But that's only when you have a real chaticho that was nesar, let's say machmas tipas cholov, and now the seed by tzeres goes away because the tipas cholov is nischat out. So there's a din deraisa. Eshel L'Seich de'osur, but chaticho once it was always osur. Like chal. Midaraisa, that really doesn't make any sense. The boss, as we said, the boss was never also. And the chalut shebegum is not here. It disappeared. It became both of the shishim. So, really doesn't really make any sense. In the chanami, really the din of Eshel L'Seich over here shouldn't apply. But the Rabbanan said, since there is a musag of Eshel L'Seich also, which says that once something is nesar, it remains also even if the sibay seris goes away. So the Rabbanan said that likewise the chal. Because in a superficial way, that's true about the chal. We can say that about the chal as well. The chal was originally osur. Machmas the chalul shebegumis. So even though the sibay seris went away, the chal remains osur. Yeah, of course, if you look deep down, it's not really the same. Because normally you have a chaticha was mekabel tam, was mekabel tam from the chalov. So there was the chaticha was nesa because of tam kikr. Or timing the moshi, whatever, but the chaticha was really nesa, and now the sibay seris went away. The chaticha remains. The chaticha blocks also. Over here, like we keep saying, it's not really shayach. The basu was never nesa, and the cholov is not here. So what are you talking about? The chal. The chal is basur and cholov. The basu part was always mutter. The chal part was the cholov part was osur, but it's gone. So what exactly is this chal over here that you're talking about? But midrabbanan they said that we're going to look at the chal as if it's a thing. Not just basur and cholov. We're going to look at it, some kind of entity that was nesar machmas hacholov shebegumis. And even though the sibay seris went away, the chal remains also. But it's the chal in the abstract that's also. But the basur is still mutter. That's why chal minaminim. The basur as basur is still mutter. It's mustaf to shara basur shebekdeir. But we look at also this abstraction called the chal, which was also machmas hacholov shebegumis. And Eshel L'Seich also means that something which was Nesar remains also. So the Chal, as an abstraction, was Nesar. Machmas Cholos Shebegumis. And even though they went away, that's the Shavu Rabbanon. That's why I said Rabbanon. Shavu Rabbanon Kinevelo. They said that this concept of a Chal, that we look at it as if it had, as if it's a Dover HaNesar, and Eshel L'Seich and Eshel L'Seich is also. So I think that's the Havana in the Taisus. That's the Tzir of the Taisus. Didn't mean that it's Mamsh Eshel L'Seich. He meant since there's a Musik of Eshel L'Seich, in general, so here Shavir Rabbanon that it should be like something which was like a chaticha and a seres, there remains also even after the sibay seres is nischata. Okay, let's see back here in Taisus. We'll finish the Taisus, then I want to do the Ran, then we'll go back to Rashi, then we'll look at the Rashi. Say the Adlar. Okay, so let's see Taisus. So this Taisus, Chalatz Me Osir, belongs to the student Kuf Tes. So we're not really going to get into it. Yesuram degasi, osu echad olekari yabosu b'hadi basa. The Kodesh in the Gemara, the Chal Atzmi is also only if you cooked it with other basa. In time of kibosh l'inami l'chudei, listen, mishim tam basa achal shebecholav shebegumis. What's the difference if there's other basa, you have the cholav and the basa of the chal itself? So Kodesh says, v'yesh loyim mishum, v'shtakam adra perakal abasa, domo l'ikari in Eberol, this is Tosfos Shita on the Daf Kutes. They talked about this in the preface to the sugya. The Tosfos Shita is that according to Lishna Kama and the Gemara Kutes, which halacha we pass in like the Lishna Kama, if you cook a chal by itself, even Yom Shishim, you cook a chal by itself, the cholov and the basa don't daster each other. Even if you cook it, Rashi's cholov. Rashi says that the Gemara is only talking about sleep. Then the cholov that went out disappears into the fire. And the cholov that was not perish, cholov shalei perish, the cholov hakal shalei perish, that's called cholov shchut, and that's mutter. But by bishul, where the cholov goes out and comes back in again, once the cholov goes out, it has a din of vidarabot, it has a din of cholov. Then it comes back in and it acts the chal. But Taisus cholov, Taisus learns the Gemara, he's talking about bishul mamish. And the din is that if you cook a chal, at least according to Lishna Kama Rav, which is the halacha, that if you cook a chal in its by itself, the cholov shebechal doesn't ask the basa shebechal. Taisus explains. Because since the basa of the chal anyway has a milky taste, so its taste is not affected by the fact that you cooked it with the milk. It tasted the same before. It anyway had that milky taste. So therefore, Chazal didn't see fit to aser it as basa of the chal. It's only if you cook it with other meat, then the other meat asers the other meat asers the chalav in the chal, but not the chal itself. Okay, so therefore, so that's the stasis. Let's see about it. Elam yafter nofel k'fer acheres lo yosa. The kevin b'chulim m'sharin and k'ein nofel kulim. Aber liebe meine Nofik mit nehmen schreiben aus ich habe das ich der Herz will Nofik kommen. Im Time of Dilma hat mir schreiben der Kuli mich um dem Safkalon. Oh, by the way, Darren, before we get this, I had a kasha I wanted to, after she had somebody, I was talking to somebody, I had a kasha, maybe she also mentioned it, I don't remember for sure, but I just want to throw it out to think about it. I don't have a teretz. Which is, according to Tosfos, that this musuk of Eshel Soichtoi also, separate from Chaticha Nas Leveil, is the concept of Eshel Soichtoi also. That even though really the Cholov Shebekhal was never nice and tam in the Chal, but since the Chal was also Machmas HaCholov Shebegumais, so it's called Eshel Soichtoi, it goes into the din of Eshel Soichtoi also. So I had a kasha. What if we have a tipus chol of fell on a chaticha? And the chaticha was besoy charaitiv. So what is Taisus holding koftes? What shita sa Taisus? The right away circulates into the whole pot. And there's no chaticha nas nevela, and there's no epshel soichta, and you're allowed to eat the chaticha. Why is that different than the kha? It's true that the chol of, as soon as it falls into the chaticha, it circulates into the whole pot. But that's true about the cholov and the chal as well. That as soon as you start to cook it, it circulates into the whole pot. Taisa says it's not more nivel into the basar chal than to the rest of the pot. So it's exactly the same as the tipas cholov. And yet we say that since while the cholov was in the chal, it was also to eat it machmas cholov shibagumis. So therefore, either after the cholov leaves, so we say efshel seichti also. So why don't we say the same thing over there? The tipas cholov fell into this chaticha till it gets out. You eat it with that few seconds, minutes, whatever, till the cholov percolates out. It was also to eat that chaticha machmas the cholov shabbat. So why don't I say efshel seichti also? Even if it's a darbonim, but let's say the same darbonim that efshel seichti also. And the stomach is you have to be mechalik somehow, but it's not so clear to me what the chiluk is. It could be that it has to do with the fact that chal itself is only a darbonim. That's probably the answer. The answer probably lies in that direction. This shavu or rabbanim can avail, but at the end of the day, it's only a darbonim. And this Rabban of Shav Yuak Nevela, they only said by a chal, and they didn't say it where we think of it as one thing. And then they never said it by Tifas Cholov Shenofel L'Chaticho, where we don't think of them as one thing anyway. But this Rabban that we think of the chal as a Dover HaNesa Machmas HaCholov HaKonis V'Gumais, this is the Rabban, it's based on the fact that we conceptualize the chal as being one thing. So you know, it's really not. It's really Cholov and Basar, and the Basar was never Nesa, and the Cholov is gone. But since somehow we have this word chal, we talk about a chal, and a chal has all these pieces in it. So midrabbanan, we said that we don't look at it that this basa that was never nesar and this cholov that's not here. We look at it that's a chol that was a chal that was nesar. That we look at it as if there's a something called a chal that was nesar machmas a basa a cholov shebegumais, and therefore even after the sibas eris is gone, the chal remains also. So that din der rabbanon that we look at the chal as some kind of gestalt. That's not a Yiddish word. Some kind of gestalt, some kind of conceptualized thing. We somehow reify the. It's also not a Yiddish word. We reify the chal as being something separate from the cholov and the basar, and it's nes machmas hacholov shebegumais. So that doesn't apply by tipas cholov and a chatichas basar. Tipas cholov and a chatichas basar in our mind's eye are two different things. And the cholov percolates out and is gone, and the basar was never nesek because the cholov right away percolated. So there's nothing here to which to say absolutely something else. So that's the answer. Okay, anyway, let's go back to this place. Sorry about the interruption. He's explaining the Gemara. What's the Gemara's kasha? El me'ata. What's the El me'ata going on? So Tais is learning that it's right. It's connected to what we just said before. We just said before that when Meshayah connected Kuloi, that Meshayah the Shishim connected the whole Chal, not only not connected my the Nafik Minei, but connected Kuloi. So the Gemara says El me'ata. What's the El me'ata? Tais explains. And since you just told me, Rav Ashi, that when Mashar the Shishim connected the whole Chal, so that means we're assuming that Nofikule, that all the Cholov came out of the Chal. If all the Cholov came out of the Chal, asks the Gemara, so Nofik Derechaz Lo Yosef. Aval even made the Nofik name Misharina, had the answer been, had Rav Ashi said that we're only Mashar connected by the Nofik Mine, so then also Shapir, then we could say, by the Nofik Mine, maybe that's not all of the Cholov. And maybe there's more challah that can come out in the next day. So then, as a shapa, there's a ter acheres to the nafik kulei. Fact taisus. The obvious question from Taimar: the dilma hodim sharin and bechulei mishum the misapkalo ani nafik kulei. L'kach nafik ter acheres aishim shim dilma and l'kulei nafik kulei. They said anybody who reads the Gemara has this question. Rav Ashi asked, what was it by from Rav Kana? Rav Ashi said when we were Bei Rav Kana, we asked, "You mishar connect with kula, you connect with tzosik." So what was the answer? B'didei misharinon, because mino yadinon, because we don't know how much came out. So it means that basically we're not saying that all the cholov came out. We're just saying we don't know how much cholov came out. So it's a suffix. So therefore, mishar connect with kula. Well, if it's a suffix, so maybe that's the reason why nofalik derecheres it asks, because again, it's a suffix. Maybe a lot came out the first time, so maybe we shouldn't ask for the second there. But maybe very little came out the first time, and that's why we asked for the second there. So maybe everything here is misofik. So Taisa's answer is v'yesh leimer dezeh poshut loy ve'ein sofik b'dabar v'yadua hayolem yodzi kulei mitzos. So the first answer Taisa is that it was yadua lehem if it's yodzi kulei mitzos. What does Taisa mean? It was yadua lehem. If it was yadua lehem, then what's the mino yadim? The Gemara says mino yadim that it's not yadua lehem. The Losh Gemara is mino yadim that it's a sofik. What does he mean yadua hayolem? Shat is, Rav Ashi didn't know. Rav Ashi and Rav Kana, they didn't know if it's not for Kulei Mitzase. But it was Poshet to Rav Ashi that Rav Nachman knew. Rav Nachman was earlier. Rav Nachman who said that when Mishar B'Shishim, Rav Nachman about knew if it's Yosef Kulei Mitzase. And therefore, what Rav Ashi was saying was, had it been that it's not Yotze Kulei, only some of the Cholov comes out, then it's going to be case by case. Sometimes more Cholov. I mean, obviously, if it's not for Mitzase, so we can't give it a fixed number. Nothing mitzvah. It depends how long you cooked it, and how hot it was, or the size of the challah. There's all kinds of variables. If it's nothing mitzvah, we can't really say a fixed number. So how could I'm not going to say a fixed number that yimishar shishim? That the shir is shishim, but the shir is mishim. Chal b'shishim. What do you mean b'shishim? B'shishim times what? Madinofik minay is a variable. Sometimes it's more, sometimes it's less. So how could I'm not going to say that they yimishar shishim? Rav Nachman should have given us a different number. Rav Nachman should have given us some kind of number that would represent the maximum amount of cholov that ever comes out times shishim. But that's not what Rav Nachman said. Rav Nachman said shishim. Shishim keneged what? Shishim keneged madinofik b'nei. Madinofik b'nei is not a fixed number. Al kochach, Rav Nachman knows, had Rav Nachman felt that only mixes a cholov comes out, then he shouldn't have said b'shishim. He should have said some other number that would represent the maximum amount of cholov that could ever come out, times shishim, divided by the size of the chal. But that's not what Rav Nachman said. Rav Nachman said b'shishim. It must be that Rav Nachman held for Dovah Poshut that it's yotzeh, that kula is yotzeh. And therefore the volume of cholov that comes out is basically equivalent to the volume of the chal itself. Chayim ask, how could that even be true? How could the volume of the cholov be equal to the volume of the chal? That how do you fit into the same chal that volume of milk and that volume of basa? I don't know, it's a kind of, but apparently that's how it that's not a kash. Like, how does that work? It seems to be built in over here the assumption that the volume of the milk is the equivalent to the volume of the whole chal. And what's the volume of the basa? What's the volume of the whole chal? So how does the volume, how does the milk and the basar have the same volume, and together it takes up the volume of space of just one chak. It's like orne, you know, mokum orne in amidum. How exactly does that work? Yeah, it's a chayim have this kind. But al kapanim, that's how it seems to be. So since the chalav saturates all the chalav shibavume, so it takes up that whole space, and the basar takes up that whole space. So anyway, it must have been, so Tosafos says, the cheshbon gemara is that Rav Ashi was saying that since Rav Nachman certainly knew one way or another, and Rav Nachman said, "V'dov v'poshet that mishar v'shishim," he must have meant, he couldn't have meant shishim keneged hayotzei, because that would never make sense. How would anybody know what that means? So he must have meant shishim keneged kulei. Why shishim keneged kulei? Must be because he held it kulei that all the chalav comes out. That's the answer expecting most. And off look there, cheres lo shishim dasu. That's the first answer in Tosafos. Second answer in Tosafos is lo'ayt the misafik lo'ayt there cheres came in the chalav shkutu derabanan. Second answer in Tosafos, maybe it is a safik. But if it's only a suffix, then nothing there has lay also because lo yeser because they could rabban and the kula. Right near the farish, different shot altogether. The elam yata koi, it's not going back on Rav Ashi at all. El koi had the omer kalam and aminyin. It's going back in the beginning of the suk that we said that the kalam and aminyin that the basar akal is mitzar to the shishim. Alma lechashvin lechaticha the isura bli also mishim chalav habakolus begumish betoychoi. You see from the fact that the kal is mut, that the kal atzmo is mistarif to the minion of shishim, that we treat the kal, the basar kal as heter, we're only worried about the cholov. In fact, the Gemara, you're only worried about the cholov. Avada, all the cholov comes out in the bishul. Was that the Gemara knew a priori, not from the shakli v'tariyah? The Gemara knew for dava poshut that all of the cholov comes out. That the Gemara just knew some of that the Gemara knew. But the Gemara have a meaning. Maybe we're not only worried about the cholov. Maybe the basar itself has al atzmo. So that can't be, says the Gemara. No, because the beginning of the sugi is that chal min aminyin. Chal min aminyin means the basar chal is mutter. It counts just as plain ordinary basar together with everything else. There's no chaticha nas in the veil and so on. Well, if that's the case, that we're not worried about the basar, we're only worried about the cholov, and the Gemara knows that all the cholov comes out. So may affect the Gemara. So is the question. If the Gemara knows for Dovah Poshet that all the Cholov comes out, so what was the Shalah before? What do you mean? What's Ma'ad Nafik Minei Misharinu? Ma'ad Nafik Minei is all the Cholov. All the Cholov is B'didei. Like, how did the Gemara learn Rav Ashi's Sofa? How did this Pshat in Tosafos? Because this Pshat in Tosafos has built on saying that it's a Dovah Poshet to the Gemara that all the Cholov comes out. The Shakla V'tari over here is Ela Me'ato. If the basar was also implicated in the yisur, then we would have to be shy connected to the basar, and the basar fell until the next kedera. But since no basar, the basar is part of the heter, the basar is on the side of the basar, is the part of the solution, not part of the problem. The problem is only the chalav. The chalav all comes out. So nope. So it says it's built into the Gemara. The Gemara is assuming for the pasuk that all the chalav comes out. Well, if all the chalav comes out, so I'm asking, if all the chalav comes out, so what was our kind of suffix if we did mishayim and we made enough to name mishayim? So what's the answer? What's the answer? I think the answer has to be that the Gemara knows that all the cholov comes out, but the Gemara is not, but the Gemara, according to this pshat in the Gemara, according to this pshat in Tosafos, all the cholov is really less than the volume of the kal. Like the Chayim asked, you know, how can all the cholov be the volume of the kal? Some of the volume is taken up by me. So all of the cholov is not the volume of the kal. So that's the Gemara shaila. Are we mishar with the volume of the kal, or are we mishar with ma'ad nafik minei, which means the volume of all of the milk? That Rav Kana answered, to that Rav Ashi answered, that we know yadinam. We don't know how much milk is in the chalav. We know all the milk comes out, but we don't know. It's in the gumas. We really have no way of evaluating how much chalav is in the chalav. Probably depends. I mean, we could do an experiment, but probably every chalav is different. So you know, one chalav might be more engorged, another chalav might be less engorged. So we have no way of measuring how much chalav is in there. So it must be, but b'didei misharinan, that we assume the word, we have to assume the maximum, that the volume of the milk is the full volume of the cow. Maybe because in a really engorged cow, maybe the milk is the volume of the cow somehow.
Okay. Take those around. I'll tell you outside where you're around. I'm going to have to read inside. So, comes out like this. Bottom line, according to Tosfos, the Isser is only the Cholosh of Begum, is not the Boss. And that's Tosfos. The whole Tosfos Shita is built on the beginning of the Gemara, the Chal Min HaMinyan. And the fact that the Chal is Min HaMinyan, it's Muchuch that the Boss is not the problem. The problem is only the Cholosh of Begum. And if it's the Cholosh of Begum, it still came out. So Tosfos says, but Chaticha Nasi Nevelo, and therefore Shavu Rabbanu Kinevelo, or it's Tamag Zeh over here by Chal, it's Shavu that Shavua can avail it. But Akapodim, they made Xerah because of the Chalosh of Agumis. They treated the Chalos also because of the Chalosh of Agumis, even after the Chalosh of Agumis came out. So Epsil is safe to the Xerah. But the Bosser is Mut. The Ran learns differently. The Ran learns. Again, because the basic tension of the Sugya that Tosfos deals with in their way and the Ran is going to deal with in his way. The basic tension of the sugya is that on the one hand we say that chalas min aminyan, that sounds like the boser is mutter. On the other hand we say that novelak there acheres shavu kinevelo, even though all the milk is gone, so it sounds like it's the boser that's the issur. Heichis kai mishnei advar malol. Tais says there mahalach. The Rad's mahalach is that really the boser should be mutter. Be'etzim is mutter. The boser is mutter because the chalav is not nice and tam in the boser. The same as Tais says the chalav is nice and tam and the whole kedera equally. Says the Ran, nonetheless, meet the Rabbon and they asked it the Bosser because of Marisayim. Exactly what the Marisayim is, it doesn't exactly spell out. But because of Marisayim, I think other Rishonim say the Marisayim is if you're going to since the Kal is Botul B'Shishim, then you're going to take it out and you're going to put it into another Kedera. So people are going to think that everything that's bottled b'shishim, you can take it out and put it into another k'dera. So the next time, you'll have a piece of chazer, you'll cook it b'shishim, and then you'll take the piece of chazer out and put it into another k'dera, and you'll think, oh, now I can eat the chazer. So that's the marasai. So I think this is that. This is like a... not mistaken. Anyway, other reshapes. The Ran doesn't spell out, but there's a marasai in here. There's a marasai in to allow... The kal looks like it ought to be treif. I needed shishim to mevatel it. I went to the rov and he measured. It was the shishim to mevatel chal. It sounds like the chal is a dollar also. So therefore, if you're going to be matter, you can ask if you're going to be matter it. But there acheres, that's a marasayim. So b'tnei marasayim, they answered the boser akha. They answered the boser akha. It was midrabon and they answered the boser akha. Hi, if they answered the boser akha, here we come to the problem. If they asked midrabbanan the boser akal, so then why is the boser akal mitztarif to the shishim? Which again, that's the basic core problem of the sugya. If in fact they asked the boser akal midrabbanan, then why is the kal min aminyan? How can you count the boser akal as part of the matir if midrabbanan the boser akal itself is also? So the Ran answers that came into b'shas nefila heter hoyo. So therefore, it's mitzaref to b'shas nefila the boser was mutter, because b'shas nefila the boser was mutter, so it's mitzaref to the shishim to be mevatel l'chol. Later on, the boser becomes also as marasai, but b'shas nefila it was also. It's not so clear to me in the Ran what exactly is the later on. When does the sisa kick in? The Ran is saying b'shas nefila the boser was mutter. I mean, yeah, that's true. If a kal, before it falls into a pot, you have a kal full of cholo, it's mutter. Kariya mitzias dome, that's the mission. A kal, kariya mitzias dome, you're allowed to eat kal. No to restaurant, no to kal. I know over here across the street, but you can go to restaurant, no to kal. Because the mission says kariya mitzias dome. So it's not a dome also. At some point, it becomes a dome also, but at some point, after you cook it in the pot, so then we say that even though all the cholo goes out, but midrabon, mishamar, zayin, we ask the boss. But that happens somehow later. Since it happens later, but b'shas nefila, it was still called boser of heter. It's boser of heter with cholav of heter, so shishim of boser in the vatel cholav. Meila says the Ran. Now again, it doesn't spell out exactly when the transition happens. And it's not so clear to me when the transition happens, because whenever the transition happens, does it happen in the middle of the cooking? L'chayr should happen in the middle of the cooking, because as soon as you start to cook it, it's already there's already an issue. It happens in the middle of the cooking, so at that point the cholav shouldn't be bottled with shishim anymore. I don't know, I'm not clear to me exactly. But the Ran says a chiddush din. because the only reason why the busser is mistarif to the shishiv is because somehow we look at it that it's the shishiv happens before the iser derabon and the maris ayin kicks in. But once the iser maris ayin kicks in, then the busser takas also. Says the Rana Chiddush Din that when the chal falls into the second kdeira, and then you need again shishim keneged chal, because that's the din that you need shishim keneged chal. The second time around, the busser is not min haminyan. The chal is not min haminyan. Then you need 60 without the chal, because by the time you get to the second kdeira, the rabbon already asked the busser. Then they bring say shchelkim. Then they say no, since it was mutter the first time. Since the chal was not min haminyan by the first kdeira, so it's not min. The second kdeira is not more chomer. The Rakhapanim in Svarah, by his own internal logic, the Ran holds that that's the way it should be. That the chal is only min haminyan the first time because we take stock of the minyan of shishin before the Isra derabbanan of maris ayin kicks in. After the Isra derabbanan of maris ayin kicks in, then already the chal is now dover also. Once it's dover also, it can't be min haminyan. It didn't go out to anything. It itself is also. I think this is Shitas Rashi as well, along these lines. Because we already saw in Rashi Kamadiyukim that Rashi doesn't look at it that the Cholov and the Basar, like Tosfos, the Cholov and the Basar are Tunidonim, and the Basar is Mutter, and the only problem is the Cholov Shebegumais. There's no such Lashonis in Rashi at all. Rashi says that Kaidim Shinitztamek, they made it like an Avela. That's all Rashi says. And that's why it asks B'kedera Cheres, that's why the Chal Atzmi is also, because Midrabonim, Kaidim Shin Itztamek Shav Yuh Kenevela. It doesn't say, well, there's no Zeichen Rashi to the Shinus of Tosfos. Bosser remains Bosser, the Bosser blibes Mutter. It's only a problem with the Chal of Shebegumais, and Machmas, the Chal of Shebegumais, so that we look at the Chal also as Eshel Shach the Osser, Ke'ilu, the Chal of Shebegumais is still there. All of that is missing in Rashi, number one. Number two, we saw in Rashi, I thought it was a Deek in Rashi, when the Gemara is done, the Deek Misharinen, or even my Denofik Minei Misharinen. So Rashi is a pains to say, because the Kal itself we throw out. Kilo is Mashman Rashi, if the Kal would be Nimoya Chabad, it would be the Deek Misharinen. The Tosfos, I don't know why that should have to be. Even if the Kal would be Nimoyach, but maybe it depends on the Peshotim, maybe the Deek Misharinen, I don't want to get too much down the rabbit hole of this, but the Peshutai, according to Tosfos, that the Basar really is Mutter, and it's only the Cholov that's also the Cholov Shebegumais, that even if the Cholov be Nimayach, we could still have a Nidon. But the day Misharinu may be Magdanofik Misharinu. Are we Mishar with the Chal, or we Mishar with the Cholov that's in the Chal? It's Lodom Adobe. This rise is a little bit complicated, so it's not so much. The Rashi doesn't have any Zefet to the Mishinus of Tosfos. That the Cholov is separate and the Basar is separate. Rashi says, Shavu like an Avela, they made the Chal like an Avela. Smashma more like the Ran, that when it was Shavu like an Avela, they made the whole Chal like an Avela. In other words, Rashi agrees that Midiraisa, Shavu should be Mutter, because the Cholov goes out and the Basar was never Makabal Ta. Rashi also agrees to that. But Rashi holds, but Midrabonon, Rashi says, since Kaidim Shinitztamek, the Cholov was also. But that's what Rashi explains at the end of the Sukkah. Rashi says, Kaidim Shinistamek, when there was still Cholov left in the Chal was Osir. Because that Cholov was Makabal Tam Basar. So since Kaidim Shinistamek, the Chal was Osir. So Shavua can avail, they made the whole Chal like an avail. About it, that sounds like Derech Deran. That Midrabonon, about it, Midrais, only the Cholov is Osir, and the Cholov goes out. But Midrabonon, since Kaidim Shinistamek, there is Cholov in the Chal, and the Chal is Osir. So Midrabonon, they said, the whole Chal is Osir. And that's why Rafa Lechdera Harris is Osir. Because even though by the time it falls into the next Gdera, all the Cholov is gone. But it doesn't matter, the busser itself, the whole Chal with the busser itself, was also Shavu'a Kenevel. I think, what about Tosfos Kasha? If the Chal itself, the busser Chal is also Shavu'a Kenevel, then why is it Minaminyan? So why is the Chal itself count for the Shishim? And why is the Chal itself, the busser Chal, on the side of the solution? It's part of the problem. So what did Rashi say? Minhetu. That sounds almost like they're out. Kishenofel Minhetu. Kishenofel Hetu. Rashi is saying very similar to the Rav. The Etzem, the Bosar Chal is not us. It's really Min Hetter. Shinofel is Min Hetter. Later on, Shavua Kinevela. Kleinim Shenetzamek, Shavua Kinevela. But since originally Min Heterhu, so Mimela, the Shir of Shishim, they said the Cholov, if you have Shishim, together with the Basur Chal, which is basically Min Heter, Shenofo Min Heter Oyo, then it's called the Shishim Kineged, the Cholov and the Kedar is Mutter. Of course, the Chal itself is also, because the Cholov is also, and Kleinim Shenetzamek, the Cholov was also, Vela Shavua Kinevela. But in the reckoning of Shishim, to be Matter the Kedar, we can count the Basur as part of the Basur Akal, as part of the Basur in the Path, as part of the Mevatel, because Be'etzim in Heter. Be'etzim Mutter. It's only Xer Derabon and Shavu Kinevelo later, Kaidim Shin Stamak. But Beshas Nefilim in Heter Hoyo, so in the Shir of Shishim, we're Messiah the Basur Akal. Very much sounds like Rashi's Alderach Deran. His mom is like Deran. You know, I don't know, he doesn't say the words Marasayim. But it's Alderach Deran. That the Din, the Issa Derabon is on the Basur, not like Tosfos that it's on the Chol of Shibugumas. The Issa Derabon is on the Basur itself, and yet, since the Basur was Min Heter Hoya, the Laran says Kishen Nofel was Heter, so Mele Lagavi the Shir of Shishim to be Mate the Pat, to be Mate everything else in the Kedera, I count the Basur Chal as part of the Basur of the Pat, that's Mevat the Lacholov, that the Chol was not nice in time in the Kedera. The Chal itself is also because Shavu and Kinevela, Kleid Mishin Istan, Mishin Marasai, and the Ransom. Had to or a little bit. Why do we need this? According to Rashi, why do we need a special gzeira of Shavua Kinevela Kleidim Shin Stamik? It's a gzeira. Sounds like in Rashi it's a gzeira. The Gemara is talking Shavua Rabban Kinevela. Rashi explains that since Kleidim Shin Stamik the Chol was also, so Shavua Kinevela. By the way, before we even get to that, maybe there's a different question right here in this Rashi. Rashi says, you know why they asked the Chal? Because Kleidim Shin Stamik the Chol was Mekabel Tam Boser and the Chol was also. How this are the Chayim have this are the Chavos Das. Rashi Shita is that when does the Cholov of the Cholov Akal according to Rashi when does it become us? Rashi in Kuf Tes. That I said in the preface. Only when it goes out. The Cholov when it's in the Chal Rashi holds is Mutter. When it's Pirish it becomes us. So what does Rashi mean? That when you're cooking the chal, kaidim shin etzamek, the cholov became awesome. What do you mean? Manushach. The cholov that went out and was brought to b'shishim. The cholov that stayed in is not like pirish. That doesn't have a din of cholov at all. So who cares that it was makabel tam? Right? But shitas Rashi in general, Rashi shita is that if you have a chal and you have a cholov shibachal, he says you're not allowed to cook it. Why are you not allowed to cook it? Because the cholov shibachal, kozman is not pirish, so we look at it like this, it's like soy milk. It's only after it's pirish, now midrabanan has a din of cholov. So now I'm cooking a chal, kaidim shin etzamek, so the chal is still full of milk. But the milk that's inside the chal wasn't pirish. So who cares that it was a makabel tam boser from the kedera, from the other boser in the kedera? But it's like pirish, it's not cholov at all. The cholov that's pirish is bottled with shishim. Because you have shishim in the kedera connected. So what is this kaidim shin etzamek? What is this problem of you with the cholov kaidim shin etzamek? So the Chavos Das, it's in Siman Ayin Gimel, Simakotin Ois Dalet, says that you have to say in Rashi that the Cholov is only treated like soy milk, Kodim Shapirish, Klape the Basar of the Chal itself. So since Klape the Basar of the Chal itself is inside, when it's inside, it doesn't have an end of Cholov. But Klape all the other meat in the pot, it's not called that the Cholov is inside, because it's not inside them. Copy all the other meat in the pot, it's called regular cholov. It's called pirish. So therefore, the other meat in the pot could aser the cholov in the chal. Therefore, kaidim shin istamik, the cholov in the chal is mekabel tam boser from the other meat in the pot. It becomes boser becholov because clapping the other meat in the pot it's like pirish, and then it asers the chal. And so of course after the stomach it's okay, but kaidim shin istamik it's also in shaviyu kirabanan and so on and so forth. But anyway, my question is this: why do I need a special shaviyu rabbanan kinevela? Rashi shita is doch. There's a concept called isur dovo. So when you have an isur that's dovo in a chaticha, it's nice and time in the chaticha more than the rest of the pot. The Tamid Rashi bring for Rabbi Shem Rashi And we saw in Ozerud that applies not only to a salad like a gid inside a yerech, but he learns it up in the Rashi of Tipas Cholov. That if you have a Tipas Cholov, the felon achaticha, and it's mitzosi b'toch ha-reitiv, Rashi Shita is that the chaticha becomes os. Unless you're menar b'koyach. If you're not menar b'koyach, the chaticha becomes os. Why does the chaticha become os? The tipa eventually circulates, the tipa is nice and calm to the whole pot, says the Ozerua, mikan, you see the Rashi Shita is, mikan lomdu, that there's a concept called Isur Dohuk. Since the tip is in the chaticha, it's nice and tam in the chaticha more than everything else. Why isn't this exactly the same thing? Why isn't this exactly the same thing? I have cholov that's dobuk in the chalov. It's the gumis, it's mamish inside the dobuk in the stomach. So it's very connected to the chalov. It's an Isur Dohuk. So then it should ask the bosom, because it should be nice and tam in the bosom more than the rest of the chaticha.
Yeah, but we don't care about that. We don't rush a sheet over. Yeah. That even when the bottom hole of the hole itself, until it goes out, it's not going to offer it.
Okay, but I hear, very good. But why not say that hole that's in the guma is, that's true, that if it would be by itself, it would be like pirish, and it would be mutter. But now it's makabel time from the other basar in the pot. So now that hole of shibu guma is also bits of hole. And it's still dovuk in the kal. So why don't I say, now it's makabal tam b'osr, now it becomes osr, and it's dovuk in the kal, it should be nice and tam in the kal, more than the rest of the pack. So who needs the shavu rabbanon kinevela? It's not mashma, it means it's a dovuk. Who needs the shavu rabbanon kinevela? It's the regular din of it's a dovuk. Yeah, moreover, if it's an isadovuk, then you should say chatif anas nevela. And if it's chatich nas in the veil, then the chal shouldn't be min aminyan. So I had a machshava. I'm not sure if this is right, but I had a machshava like this. Lefi Rashi, going back to the Tipus Cholov. So you have a Tipus Cholov. Fell into a Chaticha. The Chaticha is B'Stech HaRaitiv. So Rashi holds, it's Osir. Osir. Says the Ozeru, why is it Osir? It's a Dovah. Unless you're Menar. But if you're Menar, and the Ozeru holds, says according to Rashi, he adds, you have to be Menar B'Kech. Rashi never says those words B'Kech. But he means it's not enough to just bring the gravy up to the chaticha, because the gravy is already up to the chaticha. So near has to be something else. What is near more than I already have? It's already in the gravy. So it must be the near, the point of Rashi, near means bekayach. So the Gemara says beferish, if you're menayr, if right away, immediately, as soon as the tipa fell, you were menayr, bekayach would get it, according to the Azur. So then the chaticha is okay, then the chaticha is mutter. Where did Isidoba go? How does that take off the problem of Isidobuk? If in fact there's a concept called Isidobuk, that the tipa, since it fell onto this chaticha, it's dovuk in the chaticha, and it's nice and tam in the chaticha more than anything else. So what is near b'koyach give me that I didn't already have? It's already in the gravy. So what's the oiftu, what's the mila of near b'koyach? What? Yeah, but it's dovuk. I mean, would it help near by gid? Like I have a gid b'yerach who say, oh, we'll be menarik b'koyach. That it helps over there.
Moves the chaticha away from the Israel.
Right, but the tipa is inside the chaticha already. But it falls right away onto the chaticha. I mean, it doesn't even have time to penetrate the chaticha. Maybe. I thought maybe the pshat is that it's like this. If I'm not menayer, so even though the chaticha is in the right of, it's stuck in the gravy. But the tipa, let's say, is in here. So it's true that the tipa is nice and tam into everything. The tipa is being nice and tam while it's stuck in the yerek, while it's stuck in the chaticha, it's nice and tam in everything in the pack. But that's called isadovuk. That since the tipa is in the chaticha, so even though it's nice and tam to everything, but it's nice and tam to the chaticha that it's in more. And that's the mokka for the concept of isadovuk, that when you have, let's say, a gid and a yerek. So since the gid is in the yerech, so even though it's nice and tam to everything, but since it's in the yerech, it's nice and tam to the yerech more. The tipa is in the chaticha. So it's nice and tam to the whole k'dera. But it's in the tipa. It's in the chaticha, rather. So therefore, it's nice and tam more to the tipa. What nir does is that if I'm in nair, then not only is the tipa nice and tam in the whole k'dera, but the tipa itself is now expelled into the whole k'dera. So now it's not merely the tipa is nice and tam. If the tipa is nice and tam, I would say, well, it's nice and tam, it's more nice and tam to its immediate neighborhood than it is to everything else in the k'dera. But if I'm in Narek B'koyach, then the tip itself is expelled from the chaticha. And then the tip itself is now no longer particularly... Then the tip itself is mischalak b'shavah. And then it's no longer a dobek. You know, now it's not dobek anymore. Because the Nir B'koyach takes the tipa and takes the tip itself, not only the tam of the tipa, but it takes the tip itself and it's mechalak it to the rest of the k'der. And that, of course, you can't do by a git. You could be benar the git b'koyach as much as you want. The git itself is not going to leave the air. That's why nir b'koyach doesn't help by a git. Because the accomplishment, one day we'll talk about the etymology of oiftu, but it's not for now. The accomplishment of iser dobuk is that the iser in the yerech is nice and tam more in the yerech. The tip in the chaticha is nice and tam more in the chaticha. What nir b'koyach does for me is that it takes the tip out of the chaticha. Oh, once the tip is out of the chaticha, it's not dobek anymore. I think that's posh shot in the Ozer. And I think that's mamish the ibritash in the Ozer. I think that's the translation of the Ozer. But now kana ben shayel. So the implication is, the assumption is that if you're not in Arabic kayach, the tip stays in the chaticha. Why is that true? By chal, it says that if you cook the chal, all the milk leaves. Doesn't say you are nar b'koyach by chal. Seems that if you cook something long enough, the milk leaves. So why isn't that true by the tipa as well? If you leave it in the chaticha long enough, without nir b'koyach, eventually the tipa should leave. So why is it called? So why is it not? Why is it asad the chaticha? So, well, maybe that's so I guess you could say, but until it leaves, it takes time. And the meanwhile, it's chaticha nasas nevela. Then I haven't gained so much. But I'm thinking maybe that's not the pshat. Maybe really it's not chaticha nasas nevela. Because the tipa eventually is going to leave. Since the tipa eventually is going to leave and starts, that process starts right away. So the emes is that it really should not be chaticha nasas nevela, because the tipa, when it falls into the chaticha, so even though it's nice and tam the chaticha more, right now it's being nice and tam the chaticha more, but eventually the tipa itself leaves. I think that's probably the emes, but this is probably the emes. The tipa maybe leaves eventually. It could be that it does leave eventually. But meanwhile, there's a period of time in which the tipa sits in the chaticha, and it's more nice in time in the chaticha. So it's nice in time in the chaticha. The chaticha becomes awesome. Maybe later the tipa leaves, but meanwhile, till the tipa left, they spent all this time in the chaticha being nice in time in the chaticha, and it's more than shishin. So the chaticha is mekabel tam from the chol. What does it even help me that the tipa leaves later? But meanwhile, the tipa was nice and tam in the chaticha more than anything else. Yeah, so the emes is, this is mechazik the kasha. I don't really have the terrors for the kasha. It's mechazik the kasha. So why don't I say the same thing by the chal? Yes, it's true, all the chol of the chal eventually goes out. But till it goes out, while it was in the chal, where was it nice and tam more, into the chal or into the k'der? The chal is more nice and tam in the chal. That's the notion of Yisrael. As long as I'm not mechalik the b'koyach, since I wasn't married b'koyach right away, so meanwhile there's a period of time when the chal was sitting in the chal, and it was more nice and tam in the chal. So if it's more nice and tam in the chal, then who cares that later on the chal went out? But until it went out, it was nice and tam more in the chal. So the tam of it is more in the chal. So why is it different than Yisrael? you know, I don't have a good tarot. I don't want to say a forced tarot. But the kasha is better than a good kasha is better than a weak tarot. Why do I need to split? The kasha really is very strong in Rashi. So Rashi seems to need over here a new shabuah rabbanon kinavelo. Kaidim shin istam. It's a new shabuah rabbanon kinavelo. A new din de rabbanon. What do I need a new din de rabbanon? This is the din of tipus chalav shenafal alachaticha. That even though eventually, probably, I imagine the tipus chalav eventually leaves. No different than the chalav and the chal. Eventually, it must leave. I mean, it's hard to imagine not if the chalav and the chal when you're cooking it eventually leaves, and the chalav and the chal is stuck in there more tightly than the tipus chalav and fell in alachaticha. And yet the chalav and the chal and the gumes you're cooking it, and eventually it all goes out of the chal. So presumably the tipa also eventually goes out of the chaticha. But nonetheless, Rashi Shita is that since it sat there for a long time without nir b'kayach, so till the tipa goes out, it takes time. And meanwhile, it's in this adobic, it's nice and time in the chaticha more than anything else. I guess if you say other mahalchim and Rashi, I guess we saw this other mahalchim and Shainim, maybe the tipa's up here and the right tip doesn't go up, and maybe it really doesn't go out at all. We saw some other time, maybe the tipa's not even nice and hot. But if you learn like those, they're that the tipa, that's a din of this adobuk. That since the tipa is inside the chaticha, it's dobuk, and the chaticha is nice and time, and the chaticha more. That's the havon and Rashi. So what's the difference between this case and the case of chal?
Maybe in this case it has to go through the entire piece of basar, so it's like a longer process in the chal. Maybe it just goes through the opening of the udder.
Oh. Right here? Maybe he's talking about it. I don't know. Okay, we need to look into this. Wikipedia or something. Maybe he's right. Maybe the chol and the chal has an egress that it can go out however the calf gets it. It has some kind of egress to the outside. So it's yotzei in a different way. So maybe the chol and the chal is yotzei without having to go through the chal, so it doesn't have an inhibitor at all. Normally, Sadovik is because the time can only get out by going through the Yerach. So then it's called the Sadovik. It's more nice and time in the Yerach. Maybe the Cholov and the Chal has a way out. It goes out the way the Kef takes it out. There's some route to go out. So maybe that's not called the Sadovik. Okay, Asha, you want 6 minutes?
Is the Chol even giving time in the Chal at all?
Why not? It's cooking.
But Rashi says Mu'ahaya, so it's not enough to give time outside of the. I mean, the milk is not enough to give time to the Basar.
Yeah, because it's in Vuot Hoya, because the Shishim the Kdera connectoi. But over here, there's also Shishim the Kdera connectoi, but there's not Shishim the Chaticha itself. So it's exactly the same as the Chal. The Shishim the Kdera as a whole, including the Chal, but the Chal alone is not Shishim connected to the people.
So the Chal would give.
Rashi in Vuot Hoya means that it's giving Mishan connected to the whole Kdera. Let's say you have Cholov in the Kdera. So the Kdera is, there's no time Cholov in the Bosser, but there's certainly time Bosser in the Cholov. Because the Rav is nice in time to the Miut. The Miut is not nice in time to the Rav. That's what Rashi is saying here as well. The Keter is nice in time to the Chol. The Chol is not nice in time to the Keter. But to the Chal itself, the Chol should be nice in time. Maybe this is a good one. Maybe that's the Mitzvah.
We're
only
assuming
within
Tosfos that only concerns itself to the Rabbanon because it's not nice in time to the Chol.
Yeah, but my question to Rashi is, who needs a Rabbanon? What happened to the Dinov? What happened to the Nuf Tipa? What happened to the Nuf of Isidobuk? I mean, I don't know if Dobuk is Isidobuk is the Rice of the Rabbanon, but even Isidobuk, but it's not this Nushab, you're going to avail a special by Chal. It's the Dina Mishnah. The Tipa should not follow the Chaticha, and if you're not Minari Machasa, so that the Chaticha becomes awesome. We didn't need a Nushab, you're going to avail of you. Right? It's Mashma that this is a special din, Chayim Shin Islam, because it's a special Halach in Chal, special the Rabbanon by Chal. Why is it just part of the regular day. So maybe this is the MS answer. Maybe it's not called Dovah Kumitzis. Because it can go out without not Derech HaBosah, but there's another way to go out. So it just goes out. Well, you're done. I have to look in a big bag. I don't remember what a big bag is. It's a terrace now. Okay. The Rashba. Do I have a chance to see the Rashba? Like show of hands. Anybody saw who saw the Rashi? Yeah, let's talk about the Rashba for a few minutes. The Rashba and Teres Abayis also talks about this basic question: Nafalik Teres Cheres, what's going on? Is the Basa also is it Mutter? If it's Mutter, then why is Nafalik Teres Cheres also? And if it's also, then how's it? Then how's it in a minion? So the Rashba learns. The basar is mutter. Rashba says, "Who ate my basar? Who mitztare from shara basar? Why is it also there acheres? The basar is mutter. Why is it? And the milk goes out. So why is it also there acheres?" Says the Rashba, "Masha oisik there acheres, the chayshinon shelo yotzu kol chalvay, kol chalovay. Because we're chayshish that maybe not all the milk went out." The Taz asks in Simon Tzadik, it's against the Gemara. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that all the cholov went out, so Noflik Teres Acheres should be mutter. And the Gemara says Shavu Rabban Kinevela. Kevin, she asked me also Shavu Rabban Kinevela. So that's not what the Rashba says. The Rashba says it's also because we're chayish not all the milk went out. So the Taz says, well, you have to say that the Rashba learned the Taz pshat in the Gemara. That the Shavu Rabban Kinevela means, why did they say last me also, and why is it Shavu Rabban Kinevela? Because they were chayshes and not all the chalav went out. Yeah, it's chayshes with dochuk in the Shakatari Gemara. The Lashon Gemara is not mashmish almost that way. So you have to know. Maybe it needs a little bit of work, but exactly how the Rashba learned the Shakatari. What's the Yehochi for the Rashba? Yehochi, what's it going on? Yes, Yehochi, but the day Misharim, it sounds like all the cholov went out. But since you asked me also, you see, Chazal, we're going to have to learn. But Kevin, Dom, Rabban, and Chal asked me also, it must be that they were chayshish, but not all the cholov went out. And that's the Shavim Rabban Kinevela, that they were chayshish, but not all the cholov went out. Okay, that's okay for that. So that's how the Rashba learns the Gemara. Right, that's how it is. That solves the problem. I mean, it's, in the Lashon Gemara, it's difficult, but it solves the problem very easily. The bus is mutter, the chalav is also. Why can't eat the chal? Why is it not like there? Cheres is also because we're chayshis. Maybe there's still chalav in there, and we don't know how much chalav there is. So we're still mishar kineged gulit. Then the Rashba says an interesting another halacha. He says, what if the first kdeira didn't have shish? So then, of course, the first day is also. Then I take out the chal and I put it into another day. So is the chal min aminyan or not min aminyan? What do you say? You saw the Rashba already, so you know what he said, but what would you say? Again, I cooked the chal in the kdeira, and the kdeira did not have shishim. The kdeira had maybe shloshim. So the whole kdeira becomes awesome. All the bus in the kdeira becomes us. Then I take that chal and I put it into another kdeira. So I need shishim. But is the chal asking me in a minion or not?
No.
Why not?
Because
it came also. What do we call that? Kati and Asavil. Says that's what the Rashba says. The Rashba says in a case like that, the bus or chal taka became also. Because the Rashba holds the bus or chal is mutter. That's when you have shishim. And the bus itself is part of the shishim. So the chal is not nice and tam in the bus. So the basar itself is mutter, so that's why chal min aminyan. But if you have a case where you don't have shishim keneged the chalav, then the chalav is nois and tam in the whole kdeira, including the basar of the chal itself. So then the basar of the chal is chaticha nas and nevela. So if the basar of the chal is chaticha nas and nevela, so then when it falls into the next pot, you need shishim keneged kuloi. Now it's, then the chal itself is not min aminyan. So if I don't have 59, you're going to need 60. That's the rash. It seems straightforward. But Emes is not so straightforward. The place is a very deep kasha. We know as Machlekes Rishonim, we say Chatich and Nas Nevela by Shari Surma only by Bosa B'Chala. Reina Frayim says it's only by Bosa B'Chala. And the Ra and other Rishonim saying that it's by Shari Surma as well. Shita Sarashba is like Reina Frayim, they only say Chatich and Nas Nevela by Bosa B'Chala, not by Shari Surma. Okay, that's step one. Okay, now step two. What will be the following case? According to the sheet of Rabbi Ephraim and the Rashba, the sheet is that you only say Chatich Nas Nevela by Basa B'Chala. So it won't be like this. You have Basa B'Chala. Mamish Basa B'Chala, Emes of Basa B'Chala. I took a piece of meat and a cup of milk and a pot of milk and I cooked them up and it's Emes of Basa B'Chala. And then I took some of that Basa B'Chala and I cooked it with a carrot or a potato. So do we say, and it asked the potato. It was nice and tame in the potato. Now I take that potato and I cook it with other potatoes. So is it chaticha nasa in the veil? Do I need 60 times the potato? Or it's enough to have 60 times the just what it was belayah from the boss of the chalam? Again, lefi Rabbeinu Ephraim, Quintal the Mishnah, and talk about chaticha nasa in the veil. But according to Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Rashba, that chaticha nasa in the veil was only said by boss of the chalam. So do I say, well, that's boss of the chalam? The potato got time of basa b'chalav. By basa b'chalav, chaticha is nas in the veil. That's what the Rishayis says. Says it in Simin. In Kuf Gimel, Rishayis says that about that's basa b'chalav. Basa b'chalav, everybody holds me chaticha nas in the veil. The shach is chalav. The shach in Kuf Gimel Yudches, and again in Tzadik Dalet Chav Gimel. The Shach says that's not called Basa B'Cholov for Chatech and Nasan Avel. And the Sora Posh, the Sora Posh, because they're in a fire in the Rashba, those Rishonim will hold that you only say Chatech and Nasan Avel by Basa B'Cholov. What's the reason? Why only by Basa B'Cholov, not by Shari Sur? Because they learned that Chatech and Nasan Avel is not some arbitrary halach, or because the Neser is Messiah Tadaisa, or other kinds of stories. The word of Chatech and Nasan Avel, it's a special quality of Basa B'Cholov. That even though the basar is hefter and the chalav is hefter, when you cook them together, the basar and the chalav each become asr intrinsically. So if I cook basar and chalav, so now I take the basar, the chalav, the basar is also not because it's chalav in it. Now the basar is also because it's basar, a basar and chalav. So now I take that basar and I cook it with other things, even if there's no chalav there at all, or the chalav is a tiny amount. It doesn't matter. The problem now is the basar. But when I have basar and chalav and I cook it in a potato, does the potato become usher because it's a potato house? Because it's a potato? Does the potato shabbat become usher? It becomes usher like anything else becomes usher. It's usher because it has blias of isser. But the potato is not usher intrinsically. So that's just a regular, that's like regular shari surim. Now the basar b'chalav in the potato is like chazer in a potato. It's just another case of shari surim. So that doesn't have chaticha nas in the veil. So that's step two. We need three steps of it. So step one is that the Rashba holds that Chaticha Nasan Avel is only by Basar B'Cholav, not by Shari Sur. Step two is that the Shach says, because the Sfar is very compelling, that according to Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Rashba, these Rishonim, they only say Chaticha Nasan Avel by Basar B'Cholav, that means when Basar B'Cholav interact. But if you have Basar B'Cholav that's nice and time in a potato, that's like Shari Sur, there's no Chaticha Nasan Avel. Step three. The Rashba Shita is, like Taisus, like most Rishonim, that if you cook a chal in its own milk, there's no issa. Not like Rashi, that once it's Pirish and it comes back, it's also Taisus holds, like the passes in Warren on a Kuftes, that the chal in its own milk is not Basa B'Cholav. Taisus explains the chal anyway tastes like milk, has a milky taste, so it's not really, the taste doesn't change by being cooked in its own milk, and Chazal didn't ask that. So if you take a chal and you cook it in a pot without being kareyam, which is domay, just cook the chal in its own pot, then it's mutter. You're allowed to eat it. Maybe you're not supposed to do it, but you're allowed to eat it. So what's the problem over here by this chal in Agamar? Tais explains, we saw the Taisus. That's not the case in Agamar. Now, Gemara, the case is that those other basar in the pot. The other basar in the pot, that already is, that's basar b'chalav with the chalav shebechal. That already is also. That is basar b'chalav, midrabanan, but that is called basar b'chalav. So that's why over here the chal became also. The chal became also not because of the basar of the, that it's inter, of the chal itself, but because of the basar minachutz. So let's put this all together. When you cook a chal with a lot of other meat in a pot, so the chal, the cholov is makabo, the cholov is makabo tam bosa. And if you don't have shishim kenegdoi, then the cholov is also not in time of the bosa. Let's go back to the Rashba's case, the case that we're addressing. The Rashba had a case. You have a chal. And you have cholov inside of it. And I cook it in a pot. And I don't have shishim. There's only shleishim in the pot. So the Rashba says, oh, there's only shleishim in the path. So then the cholov is wasting time in the basar is wasting time in the cholov, and then it becomes chatich anas in the vela. That's chanan. And now if I take this chal and I throw it into another path, I need shishim not only connected to cholov, now I need shishim connected to kulay. Because chanan, chatich anas in the vela. Ask the placey. One second. The cholov with its own basar, the cholov with the basar chal is not basar the cholov. Because that interaction, there are aspects like places, that interaction of the cholov with the basar chal is not a basar cholov interaction. You can cook it, if you just cook them, those two together, nothing would happen. The basar cholov interaction is the cholov with the basar, the other basar in the kedera. So the cholov is interacting with the other basar in the kedera, and that's how the cholov became basar. Now this cholov became basar cholov. That cholov is now absorbed into the basar chal, and it asks the basar chal. But that when this cholov, which is now basar b'cholov, goes into the basar akhal, the basar akhal is not really with the cholov, is not really a problem. The basar akhal with the cholov, they could be cooked together kula yoyim and nothing would happen. It's said that the cholov became basar because of the other basar in the path, and now it became basar, and now it's going into the khal, so that's like basar b'cholov going into a potato. Because the basar akhal vis-a-vis the cholov over here is like a potato vis-a-vis basar b'cholov. And the Rashi Shita is that by Shari Surim you don't say Chatich Anas Nevela, and the Shach says very compellingly that basar b'cholov and the potato is like Shari Surim. So how can the Rashi say that over here you have Chatich Anas Nevela? What Chatich Anas Nevela? Chatich Anas Nevela, the Rashi himself holds like Rabbeinu Ephraim, is only by basar b'cholov. And this is not a, and the Shach says basar b'cholov means when basar b'cholov interact, not when basar b'cholov go into a potato. Over here, the basar b'cholov, it's the cholov with the basar shebekdera. They become basar b'cholov. But then when it goes into the kal, it's basar b'cholov going into potato. Basar b'cholov going into potato, that's chatich anas nevela of shari surim. The Rashi himself holds that there's no chatich anas nevela but shari surim. So how can the Rashi over here say that this chanan? That's the kasha of the place. So Casey doesn't mind me say exactly explain the teretz, but the trace is you have to say that once the cholov interacts with the other basar, so then it no longer is innocuous even klapi its own basar, and now once it's other basar in the pot, it's basar b'cholov as a basar b'cholov interaction even with its own basar. Sorry, it's hard to understand. And who told the Rashi that that's true? Like, it's not the Rashi of the Gemara to say this. That needs a head. Okay, we'll stop here.
The shade's a little bit like